Pat Gandhi, former key head of Aeon Capital Partners, is set to float a media and entertainment-centric investment fund in a joint venture with Mumbai-based financial services group Systematics and NBSP. The India Media Entertainment Fund, IMEF, aims to raise 500 crore, $66 million, to invest in the technology-enabled media and entertainment space, according to two people familiar with the fund and NBSP. Anultquo, the segments of interest include live events, short video content, over-the-top streaming, OTT, gaming, artificial intelligence-backed virtual reality products. The fund is bullish on virtual reality and augmented reality in the technology space of the media and entertainment sector and HELIP, human mind will always require entertainment, and quot, one of the persons cited above said and NBSP. Anultquo, while the pandemic saw live theater and live events go down, OTT went up, the spends on entertainment continued and HELIP, the demand for entertainment will remain even while patterns change and gaming is going to explode, and requo, the person added. And NBSP. IMEF, a 50-50 partnership between Gandhi and Systematics, intends to make investments with average ticket size ranging between 5 crore and 50 crore, making both equity and structured finance investments in the sector. And NBSP. It will be a blend of equity and structured products and instruments like non-convertible debentures, NCDs, compulsorily convertible preference shares, CCPS, compulsory convertible debentures, CCDs, and preferred equity, said a person aware of the development. And NBSP. It is likely to raise the entire corpus in one tranche before the end of December. Business Standard first reported this on Monday. And NBSP. Gandhi quit as senior partner and managing director at Aeon Capital in September last year after the 9-year-old joint venture between Indian private equity firm ICICI Venture and US-based Apollo Global Management Incorporated ended starting April 2020. And NBSP. Aeon Capital had raised $825 million for its first special situations-focused fund. At its peak, the Aeon Fund had invested in 12 companies. Eight of these dozen were minority investments, whether via debt or equity capital. The remaining four were buyouts. For now, the fund continues to hold investments in 5-6 companies. And NBSP. The fund and SQO's advisory board includes marquee names such as Adman Prahlad Kakkar, CEO of actor Shah Rukh Khan, and SQO's Red Chillies Entertainment Venki Mysore, who is also the chief of IPL cricket team Kolkata Knight Riders. And NBSP. The board also counts banker Omnath Pradeep, former chairman of Corporation Bank, actor Radhika Saratkumar, who is also founder of Radar Media Works, and Rajesh Gupta, managing partner at law firm SNG and AMP, partners as members. And NBSP. Private equity and venture funding in the media and entertainment field has been largely limited to large funds such as global private equity player KKR-backed Emerald Media investing in technology firms related to social media, digital news aggregation and streaming businesses. And NBSP. A few years ago, Chinese internet conglomerate Tencent Holdings Limited had made a bet in Indian music streaming service Gaana, incubated by Times Internet, the digital business arm of media conglomerate Bennett, Coleman & Company Limited, BCCL, that runs several market-leading newspapers such as The Times of India and The Economic Times, as well as TV news channels. And NBSP. In July 2015, Sarvan had raised $100 million in Series C funding from existing investor Tiger Global Management and others, and a year later received funds from Gayo Siri, CEO of talent management agency Maverick Records. And NBSP. Peyton founder Vijay Shekhar Sharma, along with venture capital firms Bloom Ventures and Accel Partners, has previously invested in Bengaluru-based technology news portal Factor Daily, which later also received funding from Freshworks promoter Girish Mathrubootham. And NBSP. Digital news portal The Print, led by senior journalist Shekhar Gupta, had raised from Tata Sons chairman emeritus Ratan Tata. Similarly, subscription-based news startup The Ken raised and The Morning Context have also received funding.